AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. After thanking supporters tonight in Hershey, Pennsylvania for helping him beat Hillary Clinton last month, President-elect Donald Trump said he will renegotiate trade deals to help create more jobs.
For years, the jobs and wealth have been ripped out of your state and ripped out of our country, like we're a bunch of babies. Foreign powers have gotten rich, bleeding America dry.
President Obama told NPR Morning Edition today the U.S. will respond to hacking of the recent election.
I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action. And we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
A harmful chemical from an industrial plant leaked into the water supply in Corpus Christi, Texas, forcing schools to close, disrupting commerce, and causing a run on bottled water at supermarkets. Mayor Dan McQueen says the top priority is to restore the city's water supply to a safe, clean status.
We've got the entire water department that's engaged in this. My number one concern right now is the public is safe. We can get you guys, get the city back operating again.
But the mayor says it'll take a while to do that. Single-digit temperatures today in major cities in the Midwest, like Chicago, sent people scurrying for warm places to stand.
Oh, my God, it's so cold.
This woman says the teeth-chattering temps are hard to take, even in her own house.
I'm looking for a new jacket and also, like, turn on the heating at home. When you stay at home, do not go out.
Cold winds blew across Lake Michigan today, dropping the wind chill down below zero. Too cold for even birds to fly. This is AP Radio News. A 22-year-old white man has been convicted of killing nine black churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina last June.
A federal jury found Dillinger's guilty of 33 counts, including hate crimes for killing nine worshipers at a Charleston church. The convictions mean that the same jury will determine if Roof faces the death penalty on January the 3rd.
AP correspondent Jeffrey Collins reports Roof insists on being able to represent himself during the penalty phase of his murder trial.
U.S. District Judge Richard Gergel again asked Dylan Roof if he planned to act as his own lawyer during the penalty phase. Roof said he did. Defense lawyers have argued that he shouldn't be allowed to be his own lawyer because they fear that he's trying to avoid having embarrassing information about Roof and his family admitted during the penalty phase. The defense has not specified exactly what that evidence might be.
A helicopter gunner in the Vietnam War who helped end the slaughter of hundreds of Vietnamese villagers has died. I'm Ross Simpson.